A bit of sport now as we turn back to the news. Norwich City finish off this season and look forward to a great campaign next season, while the Norwich City women's team celebrate promotion. Then there's a record cricket score and also a record cycling achievement. Hull's desperation trumped Norwich's perspiration. No lack of effort, just a lack of cutting edge in the second half from Philippe Clement's side, for all their weight of possession and territory. A penalty and a free kick, both slotted by Ollock McBurney, sealed Hull's top six spot and sparked a widespread pitch invasion at full time that engulfed Clement as the Norwich City boss strode fearlessly through the scrum to acknowledge the travelling support at the far side of the stadium. Once Stewarts had cleared the pitch, he again led his players and staff back to that corner of the yellow and green. There was mutual applause reciprocated by the 2,270-strong faithful for the Herculean efforts of the Belgian and a group who were listing at the wrong end of the table.
Norwich City majority shareholder Mark Attanasio is targeting automatic promotion next season under the stewardship of Philippe Clement. The Canaries finished in ninth place after a rollercoaster season where they were sat 23rd in the table after 15 games prior to Clement's arrival last November. Optimism is already high among supporters heading into an important summer transfer window, and Attanasio shares that excitement. "Our goal is more than just the playoffs," said the Canaries owner, speaking on BBC Radio Norfolk's Canary Call. "And I must be careful when I talk like this because I'm superstitious and it can come back to bite you. But when we talk internally, our focus is on how to get the team into the top two next year."
As Sarah Quantrill dived to her right to deny Lucy Chadds in sudden death of the playoff final penalty shootout against Moneyfields, relief was the overwhelming emotion for Norwich City women. This has been a moment dreamed about by those behind the scenes and in the stands. Finally, after so much work, investment and building, Norwich are rising up the football pyramid. The dream is to continue rising. Norwich are now one step away from the Women's Championship and two from the Women's Super League. There's a lot of work that will be needed to help them rise to the next level.
A&B Wanderers produced a record-breaking day of cricket in the East Anglian Premier League. Wanderers' total of 477 for 5 from 50 overs against Frinton-on-Sea at Barton Turf is the highest in the league's history. And overseas player Jaden Draper's stunning score of 250 is the highest individual innings recorded. Draper, who turned 19 yesterday, has played for Australia under-19s and is rated as one of their most exciting young batting talents. Wanderers won the toss and went into bat. They lost openers Jordan Everett and Kieran Spencer cheaply, but Jake Tarling and Draper went to work. Tarling scored 170 not out, while Draper was dismissed for a mammoth 250, which included 15 fours and 6 sixes. The visitors were bowled out for 289 in 45 overs, a respectable scoreline in normal circumstances.
George Collar, 57, and his 23-year-old son Joshua from near Acle began riding together as a way to spend time and have adventures. Their record-breaking journey has since become a testament to determination and family bonds. Their round-the-world trip saw them cover more than 30,000 kilometres, 18,641 miles, across 31 countries and 4 continents in 400 days. The ride took them through deserts and jungles, over mountain passes, and into temperatures ranging from 47°C to -3°C. They set off in March last year, crossing Europe, Asia, Australia, and South America before returning home. Partway through the trip, George reflected on the kindness they'd experienced. He said, "It's really restored our faith in humanity." This most recent challenge was in support of UNICEF, and so far they've raised more than £50,000 for the charity. Supporters can donate via the website.